Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Questionably be Dunbar shin, Hopkins groin, Nicholson illness, and Williams thumb.
You had said the other day that Trent wasn't going to play, and we obviously
said probably.
Probably not. Okay. You said the other day that Trent probably was not going to play. What's changed in the last couple of days with him?
Well, he saw a doctor, and a doctor, felt like he's making really good progress, and it's all dependent on the cast and whether or not he can have any kind of gripping with that cast on and how that thumb feels. He did some work today, and I think leave it up to the doctors and Trent for Sunday.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in the car, and this is not an emergency pod, but we've determined it's an urgency pod. John Keim is here. Pete is here. Big Friday we weren't expecting. Before we dig in, I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should ride with them. Okay, why are we doing this urgency pod? Because all of a sudden, it looks like Trent Williams is going to play. Jay Gruden on Wednesday said Trent Williams is out versus Houston. Quote, that's for sure. Friday, we get to practice in the bubble, and Trent is in full pads. And then that's all we get to see. Trent is practicing, doing his thing. We talk to Gruden afterwards. He backtracks the that's for sure. Jay claims he said, yeah, he was probably out. Then we talked to Trent in the locker room, and Trent had the look and the vibe that Trent has when he's about to play through a crazy injury.
Yeah, he had this sly laugh and this little smiles here and there, just kind of like, I'm about to pull off something you guys weren't expecting.
Hey, Pete, I'm here now, so you don't have to talk.
Oh, okay,
well said, Kyle.
I'm kidding. He's right.
Not kidding. What's the reaction to all this, dude?
I have the same reaction, and I think with Trent, because like you said, you can tell when he's going to try and play through something. That's why when this injury first happened, you could tell that he's going to be out in a few weeks, because he knew right away that it's probably going to be, like, he knew right away that he probably wasn't going
to. When we talked to him on Monday after the, so just to catch everybody up, he injured his thumb in the Giants game. So 3 weeks ago now, right?
Mm-hmm. Almost
he's missed weeks, two yeah. games. So yeah. This would be the third game he would miss. And when we talked to him on Monday after that game in the locker room, rarely does Trent give you the vibe where he's going to miss some time, and it was clear he was going to miss some time. Actually, maybe it was in the locker room in Giant Stadium.
It was in the locker room in Giant Stadium that he said that, and so you knew right away that if he's hedging, it's not good. And today when we talked to him,
it was the opposite.
It was the opposite, and he knows, for the things that he knows, that it's typically, as he said, after the surgery, it's typically 8 weeks. Now, he said they can do some medical things that speed it up. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but
I think he was... It was reported. It was everybody was kind of expecting 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
And now we're talking two.
But he also said that he's always felt in his mind on pace for Dallas. So if he doesn't play Sunday, it's definitely.
See, I had always thought Dallas would be in play, just because knowing Trent a little, he's always ahead of the curve.
Right.
But the big caveat in all of this is that Trent said, I got to figure out how to wear a cast on it and how to make it comfortable. And what Gruden said is, we got to make sure the doctors clear this and all of this happens. So I don't
think... He still has to be able to grab. He can't grab with it. It's hard to play tackle if you can't use your...
I want to be clear. I'm not saying he's playing. But the entire situation has changed dramatically.
And because when I saw him out there today, my first thought was, well, Gruden said he's out. So you're thinking, oh, is he testing it? Or is he just now starting the process of getting ready for Thursday? Get back a little bit early as you can and get ready for Thursday. But I was like, no, there's a definite chance. I mean, there is a, you know, which is shocking to say.
And I don't think Jay or Trent are the type to try to, this isn't gamesmanship.
No, Trent
Williams isn't the kind of person that's like, oh, I'm going to make Watt and Clowney think I'm coming back. You know, they're not playing any of that stuff.
No, that's never been his MO.
Pete, you were sitting there. What would you think talking with Trent?
Even for Trent, this just feels like a step above pushing the limit and breaking through and just being a tough guy. Like, this is even quick for him. And it really hit me today. Like, we're just in the presence of a guy who continuously defies the odds and is really one of the best of his position and best this franchise has had for a while. And it was just kind of funny to see he's resetting the injury timeline, and he's like, yeah, if I can't grab and push, I'm still going to try and play. And the doctor says one thing, but I'm pretty persuasive. Just, it's a dude who wants to be out there for his teammates and play for a winning team right now, and it was just impressive and cool to be around.
And like he said, sitting on the sidelines sucks.
He had a quote in there where he said, you know, Ty's been playing really well. This isn't about me and Ty. Mm-hmm. He said, I need the game. Yeah. And when he says things like that, and you get to know him a little bit, like being like he's not exaggerating. Like, he needs to be out there.
No, right.
Remember what he said about Kirk last year when he was pushing off surgery, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing he probably knew Kirk was gone. He's like, man, I got to be out there to protect my guy.
Yeah.
And who knows what the relationship is with Alex, but I think they certainly. It's very obvious that Trent isn't doing this necessarily for himself. This is out of some deep, deep sense of obligation.
Yeah, and the other thing he's not doing it is just because it's Clowney and Watt.
Right.
It could be, you know, Barnum and Bailey.
Right. Those guys have some strength.
It could be Haley and Finley.
Yeah.
He would want
to go out there. It's not about, you know, because, like, the other thing I give him credit to, because he also knows if he goes out there against those guys, he's less than 100%. And in some ways, you can only make yourself look bad if you can't use your hands full function. But I don't think he's worried about that part of it either.
Well, and Trent talked about Adrian Peterson. And Adrian and Trent are obviously very good friends. And Trent said, you know, if AP had this injury, he'd try to play through it too. Mm-hmm. But I'm putting Adrian in a weird spot where he's picking between being a teammate and being a friend if he wants me back out there. So I went and talked to AP about it, and he said, he's like, man, I didn't even know Trent was trying to come back. He's like, honestly, he should probably wait. He should probably wait. And I was like, oh, you wanted to wait for Dallas? He's like, man, we got a lot of football left. Yeah. Like, he could wait for Philly. Think about how he'd be fully healthy if he waits almost 2 weeks in Philadelphia. Trent's not that. I told Trent that, and he's like, yeah, see, that's him being my friend. So then I went back across the locker room and talked to Adrian Peterson.
Playing ping pong?
Right, and I'm walking like, how far is that, you think? 15 feet?
15 feet.
Yeah, they're just kind of like opposite sides of the room.
But you have to do maneuver around the ping pong table.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some bags to step over. And with your ankle, that's tough for you.
And the chairs are in the way.
Because there's probably always about 50 guys around the ping pong table.
Yes. Right. But then kind of the most fun part was Peterson starts telling me, he's like, yeah, man, he's a warrior. You know, I want him to take care of himself, but I'd be lying if earlier this week I was watching the film and I was like, damn, it'd be good to have Trent out there. Yeah. He could negate Clowney. Like, he could just negate one of those two studs.
Clowney is such a freak athlete.
In the run game, too.
In the run game, too, and his ability to, like, you can see it. Like, he gets upfield and cuts inside super quick. So you not only needed a good athlete at left tackle, but you also needed someone who can help at left guard who can anticipate that.
We had Chris Sims on Redskins 100 yesterday, and his line about Clowney was really good. He's like, he doesn't lead the league in any stats. Like, his sacks don't pop, his TFLs don't pop, but he leads the league in effing up plays, up offensive plays and just screwing up timing and all sorts of things.
I lead the league in effing up podcasts, so I can kind of relate to that.
Well, you just did it. Way to go, Pete.
We had a big conversation that we had on Thursday's pod is, wow, this team is screwed going in with three tackles. If Trent's around, then you feel a lot better about having Howard and Insecki on the bench in case things go awry. And also,
well, it also is going to make the inactives interesting because they're going to keep eight O-linemen if Trent is up. I don't think they make Howard inactive or something.
I think it would be very hard to do that.
Right, and I think you're getting back to a spot where McPhee and Vigil land on on inactives again, because possibly, you know, I mean, that's what they did the week prior.
I asked Jay how Morgan's feeling. He says Morgan's feeling better compared to last week. Still not there, but the week has been good to him, and he's a little healthier, so that's good as well. So.
Well, and Secchi's been beat up. That guy winces a lot on the field.
Like, if you watch him, after the play,
for sure,
yeah, absolutely.
Just warriors everywhere.
So we also got to talk about running back and kicker. Before we do that, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. That's who we ride with. That's who you guys should ride with. Specifically, Oarsman Fairfax Toyota.
Yeah.
Go buy a Camry. Go buy a Corolla. Go buy, I don't know, a minivan. Go. They got used cars, new cars, cheap cars, expensive cars. They got anything you need. One last Adrian Peterson nugget. So I was talking with him about the Trent thing, and I was like, Trent says you would play through this. He's like, yeah, but we play different positions. And he was like, and he demonstrated on me. He's like, you know, for Trent, he's got to grab you. And AP grabs me in my chest, and I'm like, oh hell, don't break me. But it was cool. We kind of kept talking. And he said, he's like, for me, I can just put a cast on it and hold the ball with the other hand. And then he said, I did that in high school. I was like, so you played with a broken arm? He's like, yeah, I had a cast for a season. I was like, how'd you do? He's like, 2,000 yards.
Oh,
just
God.
So ho-hum. I mean, that guy is just such a legend, you kind of forget about
it. You watch, and I did this the other day, I sat down with him and watched some of his high school film with him on YouTube highlights. The dude was phenomenal.
I can only imagine.
And I actually, this is really detouring off the subject, but there's a play in there in which he trucks the safety. He literally just runs through him. And I went and asked Trent about like what a legend he was. Without me even asking about that play, he brings up, did you see the play where he trucks the white kid?
I mean, imagine in some
that
capacity,
kid's got a good story now.
That kid could have been me. You know, I played high school football.
That could have been me as well, right? Because I was that guy back there getting, you know, trying to basically just going to grab onto his legs when he runs me over and just get him down.
Total non-sequitur.
But he did, yeah.
You remember Darnell Dockett? Played for the Cardinals for a while, played at Florida State.
Local guy.
So he's a Paint Branch kid, and a dear friend of mine, this kid, John Bennett, matched up against him in high school. And Bennett is short but strong, and it's on Dockett's like highlight tape of him just laying my boy Bennett out. And he gets so mad, we show it to him at parties. All right, I think we've covered Trent. Well, let's finish it here. Do you think Trent plays Sunday, John?
I mean, I'm going to lean to that.
We'll go 0 to 100 percentage.
I'm going
to
go 51 because I'm not completely sold, because I think what we have to account for is the doctor saying, yeah, you can. And then also Jay sometimes could also supersede with what their wishes are and say, we need him for here if he's not completely right. But I'm going to lean toward him playing because it's Trent.
Right.
And because the fact that he went today.
It's a slight lean. Very
correct,
slight.
Very slight.
Although you've also gone from 0 to 51
in four hours. Right.
If we had this conversation at noon before practice started, we all would have said zero.
He's not playing because Jay Gruen said
he's not playing.
For sure.
For sure. Pete.
60. I think the fact that the next game is Thursday makes it less of a lock, but I do just got the sense from talking to him that he wants to try and test this bad boy out.
I'm going to split the difference. I think we're all right there. 55%. I think the path to the playoffs for this team is winning the NFC East. They have two division games after this game between the Cowboys and then the Eagles on Monday night. Trent is going to push it. If somebody else pulls back will be the real question, I think.
Right.
And he practiced today, so they got to see what the hell this thing looks like tomorrow morning.
Right.
But Trent was like, man, I got 48 hours. Like he acted like that the 48
like
hours till
lot.
Kickoff was like a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jay said it, and he said, Trent's a unique human. And I hope fans recognize how special what that dude is doing is.
And what sucks is, he's getting older, so we're not at the end, but we're on the back half of the career, so you better start enjoying it and cherishing it.
And along those lines, it makes you wonder how long does he want to put up with having to go through all this stuff? Because he has gone through something almost every year. It seems like he's going through something painful.
Well, we said this to him in the locker room. This is a guy that never had surgery in his career, and in 2018, in calendar year 2018, he's had three surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, he had the big one on the knee in January. Then he had the bursa sac cleanup.
Yeah.
Now he just had the thumb. Yeah. I mean, he's had two surgeries in a month.
Yeah.
That stuff adds up, man. As John and I will tell you, surgery ain't easy, man.
Oh, man.
All right. I want to talk about the running backs, but real quick, this is funny. I was looking for something to call this podcast because this isn't an emergency pod. I came up with the urgency pod. My guy, at Joel Espenshade, said unplanned podnancy. I thought that was pretty funny.
We're going to keep it, though.
All right, Pete, give us the running back situation.
Well, so overshadowed by Trent, there is a little bit of a surprise that Pirine, Samaje Perine, has been ruled out for Sunday with a calf injury. So now the team only has two healthy running backs going into Sunday, Adrian Peterson and Capri Bibbs. So that means, in all likelihood, perhaps by the time this podcast is posted, Byron Marshall will be activated off of IR, meaning the team is done with their IR activations. You only get two. So Trey Quinn is back, Samaje Perine, or Byron Marshall is back, and he'll be ready to go on Sunday. Not all factoring right. too Thank much on offense, but Thank look for
Pete.
Marshall.
What does that mean? Because to bring Marshall up means you need a roster spot. Kime, where's it coming from?
Well, I mean, if it's going to have to come from, I'd say running back, but like if they feel like Perine can be ready in a week, but I don't know that you can save. You've got to keep Thompson around as long as you can. So my guess is you're going to put Perine
to IR.
To IR, and then hope that if something happens to Peterson, that Bibbs and Marshall can be your first and second down backs.
That's the only tricky part. Yeah, to me, it is tricky. It's obvious you wait around on Chris because he's that type of talent. It's the same thing they're doing with Crowder. Unless they come up with a decision that Crowder cannot come back, they're going to keep his spot going. But just a couple things. So this runs out IR. I don't know that Rob Kelly ever coming back was ever really in the cards, but he would have been a real backup to Peterson.
Correct.
Mack Brown, they had to cut off the practice squad. He would have been a real backup to Peterson, a first and second down type running back. So Samaje Perine was that guy. You put him to IR. You now have Peterson, who's 33, playing through injuries. Important to point out that he says he's fully healthy now or feels fully healthy, but then three guys that are some variation of third down running backs.
Yeah, and they have said, though, that they do like Bibbs. I think what surprised them is that they feel he can be a first and second down guy. The problem is, like, for how long?
Right.
And I think that's where you have to question it. But he's got a little bit more size than the other ones. I mean, Marshall's not a big guy. And,
right.
And Chris Thompson, obviously, is not a big guy, and they were not going to put him in that role. No. So I think I could see Bibbs handling that more if something did happen, if they needed it for a game or two. But that is the danger with putting Perine on IR.
All right, so I think it's Perine to IR.
I think that would be the natural one, yeah.
Right.
But
if you didn't want to have to do that for the reasons we've laid out, let's just go through the roster. You don't have roster space at O-line.
No.
Because everybody's hurt and you barely have the collection you have. Tight end, you're keeping tight all end, three of those guys. Wide out? Could you
Brian
trim
Quick
it wide
or
out?
Something?
You could do it with Quick when Crowder comes back. If you think Crowder's coming back next week, you could do something there because you also have Quinn back now.
Right.
You don't want to get rid of Chesson because he's right. the special teams player.
And Michael
really
Floyd's a real son of a bitch blocking downfield, so you want to keep him.
I think the decision becomes Quick or Floyd, and I think it would be Quick. But, I mean, at wideout right now, you're only Doxson, Harris, Quinn, Floyd, Quick, Chesson, Crowder.
Yeah.
So you're carrying seven right now anyway.
So you
that Crowder spot's starting to get pretty difficult.
It is.
Because you're only going to keep five active on game day, whether you have six or seven.
Correct.
I don't know. Maybe Ryan Quick should be watching his phone number.
Well, that's why I say I don't know that it's a given that you do P. Ryan, but the hard part is that after this week, do you really want to carry all those guys at running back?
Right, like you even if you have five running backs, you're only keeping three up on game day
anyway.
Right,
so that's
especially because they kind of – three of them all do the same thing.
Right.
In Thompson, Bibbs, Marshall. And they do it different levels of effectiveness and different levels of health, but they do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think it is – like, I'm waiting for Thompson as long as possible.
Right.
Because I think he gives you something that they just don't have, which is a guy who can make – defenders miss. They don't have that by anybody else on offense right now. But I mean, it is a skill at the receiver or pass catching.
If Quinn shows up Sunday and looks pretty good, maybe that helps you make a decision with Jameson.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because
although he hasn't stayed healthy either.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No.
He's played one game. What are the odds of him showing up in 4 for 45?
The benefit for that they have is that you can put Mo Harris, you can even put Brian Quick in the slot.
Right.
Quick told me that he prefers to run routes out of the slot.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think because of his size, he feels like he gets a matchup advantage because you're typically going to go against smaller guys. So he likes that. So if you did keep him and you wanted to go that way, you could. And I just think, like, with Crowder, it just every week we're hearing the same thing there, which is, you know, still has trouble cutting.
Well, and this week went backwards because they had to have another MRI. Yeah. Yeah. It was the first time Gruden entertained the IR conversation. You know what I mean? It kind of gained legs. All right. I expect it to be P. Ryan. Won't be shocked if it's Quick or something else. Right. But carrying five running backs on a roster in this kind of shape offensively just doesn't seem to add up.
You're correct.
But you know, it's draft pick. You're only 2 years in. Who knows? Lastly, Hopkins told us both. Mm-hmm. He's going to give it a go. He said he was pain-free, mm-hmm. but it didn't feel totally normal either. Right. The way this offense moves the ball,
you need
Hopkins is very important.
They need him. They need him and Tress Way.
Right.
Those are the two most important clubs in the bag.
You've been doing this longer than all of us. Have you ever talked about punting this much in a season?
Not from a positive standpoint.
From a, oh my God, this team punts all the time because they suck.
Or because, like,
the
this guy.
The punt return issues.
There's return issues or whatever. This has been a very, I mean, they've had a couple years where, like, Matt Turk was really good. They had Reggie Roby here 1 year was good, but he always outkicked his coverage. But this has been the best as far as the ball placement.
Tress is a legitimate weapon for this team.
And I think the way they play, they need him to be that effective.
Yep.
They're, you know, just like when you don't have an explosive offense, you better do a lot of other things well. You better take care of the ball. You better have a good punting game to set up your defense. And they've done that. And I don't know, like this, I don't think that this defense is a shutdown defense, but I think that's a good defense that gets helped by field position. And because of the turnovers, the lack of them, they're constantly making teams drive long way, long distance.
85, 90-yard drives.
Yeah.
All right, Pete Hopkins going to go for you.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see this defense this weekend after two straight games where they've given up a ton of yards. They're able to dig themselves out of it with the turnovers last week, but I'll be keeping an eye on them to see if they can correct it and keep the Texans' offense down a little bit.
Well, it's kind of – we haven't even mentioned Dunbar. Just none of us expect him to play, right?
No.
I mean, I don't know how he could. I think that might be an IR
spot. I was going to say, when does that become the IR? I mean, they don't have a ton behind
him. Because they don't know
– you don't know when he's coming back. You're right.
And he's significantly better than the other options, so you wait as long. Like, you typically have a corner – inactive anyway, so they have a little bit of wiggle room there. All right, I think we got everything covered. Boys, everybody feel
good? Urgency pod.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
So, always thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Some of these are funny, so we're going to run through these quick. Come if you got to run, no big deal. So I tweeted out, we're doing another pod. Don't want to call it emergency, but open to name ideas. So we'll rate these on a scale of 1 to 10. Mark's, this is our boy, MSP51. Mark said, how about a spur of the moment pod? I give that like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah. We got to do better than that one. Nice try. Good effort.
Yeah, good effort. CW, we appreciate all responses.
Yes.
All the effort.
All of them are a 10.
A 10 effort.
Yeah.
Yes, how about that?
But there's an execution
right.
as well.
CW Bar, how about a Trent could play pod? 2? 3?
I'll give it a 3 because it's kind of funny.
Is it?
It's like very literal.
Okay. Our boy Resh, Instapod.
Sounds so much like Instagram.
I think he's going for that.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't like it.
I give him like a 5.
I'll go with a 5 on that. I'm okay.
You're going
with that.
1? Pete?
Yeah, I'm going 1.
Wait a minute.
the Tandler man back right there. All right, the one I already said, unplanned podnancy. I think that it's funnier to read it than it is to say it, but I'm going to give that 8.5, 9. I think that's funny.
I'm going to give it a strong 7. All right.
Yeah, I'll give it a 9.
I want to hear what the other ones are to see what rates a...
Sound the air horn emergency podcast.
Ah, that sounds more dire than an emergency.
Yeah, that's like what the opposite of what we're doing. Yeah. That was from at Dan Dingling. I don't know.
Your name's better than the name of that you submitted.
This is all right. This is from Rigo70 Chip, the bookend pod.
Ooh.
Because it kind of ends the weekend, and it's Trent who's a bookend.
And if he's got Rigo70 Chip, you know he's a diehard.
He's a lover of linemen, like Mitch. I give it a 6.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
JW Tuberry says the Here and Now cast. Yeah, sorry, dude.
It can be any day.
Yeah. At Max Geiger says a simple Here It Is pod. I like simplicity. I'm a simple man. I like steak and beer.
Yeah.
That's a little too simple, I think. Yeah. 4?
I was going to think about 3.5.
Okay.
4. That's yeah, that's fine.
This one I don't understand.
Let's try and help you.
At Stevie...
I thought Pete tweeted this.
At Stevie L. Spencer, the Lord's pod, Redskins 1 has just landed in France. Question mark. Like, you can read it. I don't know what... Like, maybe...
Lords, L-O-U-R-D-E-S. Okay.
Like, yeah.
I gotcha.
I don't gotcha.
That's like a biblical reference.
Well, it's also where you heal your injuries.
Right.
Too smart for me to...
Kime? I don't know.
Good effort.
5.
I mean, at least the mind was in the right spot with...
Right.
A miracle healing. So
what
I give
does Redskins 1 going to France have to do with it?
Because that's where Lords.
Okay.
Right, but why is Redskins 1 flying to France?
To take care
to
of Trent.
To take Trent Williams over there to get a miracle
thank
for
Thank God Kime's here.
Okay.
I mean, this is why, like, Pete is like, he's just...
I make you feel smart.
Yeah, yes. You sure do, buddy.
Just not just me, man.
So we'll give him a 5?
Oh, yeah, 4.
Okay.
4.5.
4. Yeah. It's a 4. Brendan Deegan... 1 for the thumb pod. I think that's kind
all
of
right,
funny.
It's a 6.
All right. Oh,
I think that's a 7.5.
I'll go 7.5. Yeah.
I think that and unplanned pod.
Yeah, 1 for
the
thumb is good.
At Johnny Redskin says the miracle pod.
It'll be a miracle if you. Well, not even a miracle if you.
Yeah,
plays.
I think miracle. We're stretching miracle too thin.
Yeah. A miracle would be if.
Well, that would be the Lord's reference too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good effort. Like, Miracle Pod is like...
It's a Friday. People are on the weekend already, so it wasn't the best crop of answers. But
I thought they were pretty good.
That.
It was fun.
Listen, don't forget, it's an urgent tweet for them.
Yeah. Right.
So there's not a lot of time.
Yeah, I think Urgency Pod...
They don't get to react.
But I think Urgency Pod does still hold the title.
Urgency Pod. All right, because it's not an emergency, it's just urgent.
Yeah.
It's urgent care. Like, you don't go to the emergency room, you go to urgent care. Yeah, that's where we are. All right.
And we sat here waiting for 40 minutes to talk about it.
Yep. So. Now we can settle it. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Kime. Let's get... All right. There are 2 Terps and 1 Buckeye in the car.
Buckeye.
Final score prediction, Ohio State, Maryland.
I'm so annoyed at my program right now, and I'm saying this to the wrong guy.
Yeah, too.
So I understand that, and it's like... They're 9-1, and I'm, like, angry every weekend. And I always tell people, like... On Twitter, the stuff that they tweet, I text to my friends. So I keep it on Twitter. I don't know, 35-17.
I was going to say they get to like 50.
I don't know. They're just not.
Haskins coming home, too?
Haskins coming home is a big deal. My concern is
I think
they
like 55-17.
Maybe.
Maryland does have some speed.
They do, and they Ohio State's given up big plays, and if they can spread them out, what they do a horrible job of. This is the bitterness coming out. Is tackling in space one-on-one. They give up one big play.
I have a feeling we can...
Buckeyes talk.
We could sit here and have you talk about these issues for the next hour.
Yes, we could.
All right,
35-30, Maryland double overtime.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Double overtime by a 5-point win?
Yeah, it's going to get really crazy out there, Kime.
I don't even know that.
It's not possible. Just wait for it.
I think we know who we're sending to Lord.
Yes. Pete needs a miracle.
I did hit my head on my car door yesterday.
Pete needs a miracle pod. All right, thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you to the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should ride with them. Made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Teammates, it sucks sitting on the sideline. It sucks having surgery. It sucks being out, period. You know, I'm not really concerned with who's across the ball. I have confidence in myself. But, you know, for the most part, I think I just want to get back out there with my teammates.